I'm Tony Rixby in for Mike Davis today, along with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. Hello, Commissioner. How are you today?
Morning, Tony.
A lot of things to think about, and one of those I know in South Carolina that you're really thinking about right now are some changes that are underway for the hemp farming program, and this follows the release of those USDA interim final rules.
Well, that's exactly right. I've often compare this hemp industry with when you wake up in the morning, you see a forecast for a clear day, and then you see this morning fog that's sort of getting in your way and you can't see a thing. You know that eventually it's going to lift, but for now you can't see how to get around. So this fog on the hemp industry lifted a little bit with the USDA regs, but it's still a lot of unknowns. But we do have these regs out, and they have significant impact, I think, on how our farmers will go about their hemp crop plans. It will impact us as regulators, what we are required to do. So what we're trying to do is inform the public, and specifically our hemp growers and potential hemp growers, of some of these changes.
Commissioner, what are some of the big changes that we see with these regs?
Well, there's some good news that the hemp crop can be transported across state lines, even if that state, I think it was Idaho and some others out west that had some issues. So that's one positive. The others are maybe going to present more challenges, and that is how they are going to measure the THC, which most people have heard that term if they talk about hemp, and that is the hallucinogenic factor in cannabis, which makes the difference between marijuana and hemp. Well, they're measuring it differently, and that will be a challenge. They're going to measure total THC versus the measurement we used last year. So that's one thing. Another is how we are required to sample this crop. We allowed farmers to send us samples this past year as long as it was within 30 days of their intended harvest. Well, now we're asked to narrow that down to a 15-day window, and the Department of Agriculture has to get out and take all the samples. And we have to sample every field, not just a random sampling. And we only sample the top of the plant. Now, what does that mean? That's where the highest THC we just talked about is found. So it might skew, if you will, the results upward to put it near a legal limit. So these changes, to your average listener, they might say, what is he talking about? Well, to a hemp grower who understands some of the things that are changed, they will understand that it will, in fact, present some new challenges.
Commissioner, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on some of these changes with the hemp regulations going into the new year.
Well, we are in the comment period. One thing is that if folks have, growers have some comments, we plan to submit ours 2 weeks on December 16. And if they want to let us know, you can send those to hemp staff, HEMPSTAFF, at SEDA.SC.gov. And then once we have those, we will submit our plan to the USDA by January 15 for their approval. And then we open up the 2020 permit season on February 1st. So we have some dates and a schedule that people can work with. We just still have these regs that we're going to comment, and we hope that there's some modification to them that makes it just a little easier for our hemp growers. So we'll see.
That's South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers with us here on the Southern Farm Network.